money to you.
I woke up with a cold today. Didn't know what to say. I turned on my television.
Tonight he's being remembered as one of the world's top capitalists. He came from communist.
Listen.
The chief of Coca-Cola, Robert Goizueta, died of lung cancer today. During his 16 years as Coke's top man, Goizueta was responsible for making Coke available in some of the world's most remote areas. Goizueta began working for Coke in communist Cuba in 1954 before escaping with little more than a suitcase. A mystery letter
nation's most popular pain reliever.
I don't think he'd be there where he is today. I had voted for him last year.
Blame for liver damage and even the death of several children. It may sound gruesome, but scientists have been calling it a cloning breakthrough. According to London Sunday Times, researchers at Bath University have created a headless frog embryo. They say the technique could one day lead to the production of a headless human clone, which could be used to grow organs and tissue for transplant purposes.
Now, your Sky Tracker forecast with Mark Gannon.
Well, we managed to squeeze a little bit of sunshine for your Saturday, but watch what happens to cloud deck. Already starting to push in again. Played across the region. Beautiful high skies. Cloud deck. With the clear skies, well, the moon. Already in the 30s, up by the
like Coca-Cola.
The next 4 hours,
chase with New Haven police. The two people inside the car were killed on impact. The crash was so violent that pieces of the car flew 100 feet into the air.
A special tribute to women in the military. Vice President Al Gore helped dedicate a new memorial at Arlington National Cemetery today. Women from all branches of the military were on hand for the ceremony. So too was Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman to sit on the Supreme Court. A commemorative stamp bearing the faces of five service women was also unveiled. They inspired legends of sea monsters. Now the real thing has been caught off Australia. You are looking at a giant squid. Take a look at that. Fishermen accidentally caught three of the deep sea creatures in their nets. Now they're about 45 feet long from the tip of their tentacles to, I guess, the other end. Remember that? The giant squid live about a half mile below the surface of the ocean. Less than 50 of the creatures have been seen in the last 100 years. Still ahead tonight on News 2, the Rangers look for a road win in St. Louis. Sports is next. And are the Brits trying to give Queen Elizabeth the boot? Find out next.